So go to Teamsters1932.org and get started now.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
You just entered the gotcha zone. Eilon up to the start line and get ready to race with your host, Joe Britt. It's time for Gotcha Racing, live on KCAA 1050.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines and get ready for an action-packed, fun-filled hour of everything a motorhead ever loved or lived. Gotcha Racing with Joe Britt. Welcome to Gotcha Racing. This is Joe Britt.
Woo, doggy. Welcome to another edition of Gotcha Racing Live, Gotcha Racing TV with your host, Joe Britt, coming live, strong, and in living color, broadcasting from the desert to the sea. On three stations, 3NBC. Woo-hoo, have we hit the big times or what? We just doing what we do, guys. We doing what we do. Hey, you guys, I'm glad you guys are listening. And for those of you that are looking on the internet through KCAAradio.com, you'll see us live in a living color in Studio B, broadcasting out of Rialto, California, Skyping it all the way over to Redlands. And then NBC takes care of it. They put it on three different stations. And 106.5.3, 102.3, both FMs. And then there's that 1050. They call it the Legacy because it's been around for about 14, 15 years now. And that's AM, so 1050 AM. So we're on two different, three different platforms, 3NBC, meaning outlets, stations. I'll repeat them. 102.3 FM, 106.5 FM, and 1050 AM on your AM dial. So what happens, let me be creative, man. KCAA and NBC, the NBC affiliate lets me be very creative and let me do my thing without going way overboard. So I try to get it right up to the line, you know, and cut it with a razor blade, meaning what I can do and what I cannot do. I'm just trying to stay on the air, guys, and have my correspondents call in and give you what I know, okay, and then give you information about what they know and what's going on in their neck of the woods and which car shows they're going to, large to medium to small shows they're going to. Okay, so let me give you my open so I can continue to run my mouth. I come to you a humble man that is a reflection of God's grace and greatness, a humble man that is standing on shoulders of ancestors. Hello, America, look alive, California. This is your host, Joe Britt, coming to you loud, clear, and strong from the desert to the sea, broadcasting on KCAA Radio. And we are in Studio B right now and doing our thing. Okay, so let me give you some numbers, man, so you can call in if you want to, okay, and tell me how hot it is. Tell me what's going on in your neck of the woods. The number is 909-792-5222. 909-792-5222, okay? So we can be found on Instagram under GRTV Media. I got my little my grandson working on that page. He's our Instagram person, and so far it's working out. We're on Facebook. We can be found under Gotcha Racing TV, grtv.media, and my name, Joe Britt. You can find us on iTunes under Gotcha Racing with Joe Britt, Slither, Gotcha Racing with Joe Britt. Just Google us, man. Gotcha Racing will pop up. Okay, our website is GotchaRacingTV.com, and we have two mailbox emails. One is GotchaRacingTV@gmail.com, and the other one is GRTV.media@gmail.com. Okay, and I'll say it again. Broadcasting on 106.5 FM, 102.3 FM, and 1050 AM. You know, I was sitting here looking at the time and talking with my engineer and looking at the company that we are getting with to sell goods. you know, from helmets to racing equipment to safety equipment. You got to excuse a little chipper in the noise, the studio, and then one of my batteries are kind of going out on my APC unit, and I didn't think she was going to rise her little head up today and start talking, but you hear, there it is. But anyway, let me show you some of this, okay? So, for all you guys out there, you need the racing suits, you need harnesses, okay? The company's called RaceQuip, and we met them a couple of years ago. And we're kind of happy that we were able to sit down and break bread together and figure out a way to get this to you, the great customers and the great listeners and the viewers of Gotcha Racing TV, Gotcha Racing Live. So these are gloves, man. So from gloves to racing harnesses, oh, come on, a little chirping noise, to shoes. So for the racing enthusiasts, if you are so inclined to give yourself that edge for safety, then this company that we are getting affiliated with is the company for you through us to buy. Five-point harnesses. I mean, the whole gamut is all here. It's all here. And that stuff is pretty good, too. So they are based out in Mississippi, right? And they had to, you know, get rid of some guys. Not get rid of, but lay off some people because of the pandemic, but nevertheless, we are getting our website together for this under Gotcha Stuff, under our website, which is GotchaRacingTV.com. And as soon as we can get that go live with our site, then you can see what I'm talking about. We'll be offering some great prices for you, the great listeners and viewers of Gotcha Racing TV, Gotcha Racing Live. Kind of happy about that, man. We were hooked up with a company once before, but I guess they went out of business, and this company's still hanging. And so I'm happy. The owner's cool. I like him a lot. We talk. We have broken bread together in Santa Ana, and now we're doing business together. And I want to give all the discounts to you, okay? Now, of course, you can go to the big box stores, and of course, you can go to the big name companies out there, and I'm not going to name them, but you know who they are. Everything is mail order now. You can go there and do your thing, but nevertheless, you will not get the pricing. I'll tell you again, you will not get the pricing. And why? Why? Because my overhead here at Gotcha Racing TV, Gotcha Racing Live, it's small, you know? And since it's small, I can give you the breaks that I believe you need. And the price breaks, I believe, you would want. So, hey, it's, like to say, it is what it is. Yes, it is what it is. And we're going to try to give you the best information and the best pricing information that we can possibly give you. So we're kind of happy about that, man. I am. I'm kind of excited about that we could be with a company and give out the great information. And at the same time, we can give you better pricing than the other guys out there, okay? All you have to do is stick with us. And since you are a fan or a member of our Gotcha Racing team, guess what? You'll get that heck of a discount, that heck of a discount. Or maybe it could be Big Willie. Maybe you don't need the money. If you don't need the money, donate to Gotcha Racing TV. We are an independent company, and it's not like we got big backers behind us, but we're the little train that won't stop. Chugga, chugga, chugga. She just keep chugging along, you know? And we try not to do it at a snail's pace, but we do what money say do. Okay, you ever heard that? You do what money say do. All right? All right, so what's going on in the racing world? Let me say, nothing. I mean, you have NASCAR doing their thing, you know, and without any fans, a large viewership cut down to nothing because of the pandemic. They're still trying to make money. SEMA, that we've gone to for the past 18 years now, had decided to cancel the show. And, you know, I talked to a lot of the manufacturers, and we're all wondering, why haven't they canceled the show? Well, they canceled it this week, and was it last week? It was last week they canceled it. And now that's cool. That's cool because with all those people there, they're not going to come to this country. You know that. That's one thing. And the other thing is if they come this way, they got to be quarantined. You don't know what they got. I don't know what they had. And then to come here and be around 250,000 people. Please, man. My young guys, they don't believe fat meets greasy, you know, that work that are in the Gotcha Racing family. And for some reason, I don't understand it. I swear I don't. They don't think it's real. I mean, with all these people around the globe that are dying, either they're saying they're old folks or they're saying they're sickly folks. And I don't believe it happened. I don't believe it should happen to us. I'm young. I'm viral. You know, I'm Superman. Well, guess what, folks? You can be young and viral all you want. And if it's going to get you out there because you slipped up, you didn't wear a mask, you shook someone's hand, and it went direct, and then you touched your nose, or you touched your mouth, or you rubbed your lips or something, and now you got it, and you end up in the hospital. I got to say, that's on you. That's on you. All right. So today on tap, let's see, I got some street scene stuff. I got an archive, man, and I started to think about that 2 weeks ago. I got a heck of an archive that goes way back. And I'm finding those, and I'm going to bring them forward. And we had them all on one master computer 10 years ago, and the hard drive got corrupt. And so we went to another computer, but all that good information is still on that. And the different files that we have over the years, I went back into my vault and I got them out, and I'm going, my God, these are ancient. But nevertheless, I'm going to show them. They're 13, 14, 15 years ago. I'm going to show them. You see the progression of Gotcha Racing Live, Gotcha Racing TV. What we've done to get started. When we got started back in 04, I had one of the smallest cameras you can possibly find, and it wasn't my camera. It was a friend of mine's that loaned it to me, and then after that, I went out and got my own, my small camera, and then one thing led to another, you know? And now we have, we got broadcasting cameras now. So a little bit of the time. We just keep doing our thing and keep going forward and try not to overextend ourselves as far as money is concerned, because you can easily do that. Some of my guys that used to work with us, you know, after we bought we have a 25-foot van, and one of the guys was saying, "Man, Joe, you need to buy a newer van." A big newer van, like a Splinter van or something like that, and pay, you know, $30,000-$40,000 for it. No, I don't think it's necessary. You know, I'm not here to show you that I got it going on. I'm here to get information, go to the shows, get the pertinent information, and bring it back to you the best way that I can and the most effective way that I can. And so, of course, we didn't buy that, but we still got our van. And matter of fact, we are putting it back on the road now. There was a time when we just took it off the road, and we would carry our crew. And on the side, it would say Gotcha Racing TV and the whole shot. So we're going to put that, I call it Big Bertha, for Bertha Butt. I don't know if you guys can go back. There's a song called Bertha Butt. And so we still have the van. We're going to put her back in rotation, okay? And we'll probably change the outside, take our logos off and redo it, just what they call it, when they wrap it. We'll probably wrap it with our logos and photos of cars and photos of racetracks that we've been professionally done. And we'll bring that all forward and let you guys look at it and go from there. But anyway, hey, it seems like I have one of our good correspondents for the motorcycle industry that's online, and that is Chris the Road Warrior. Let's see if he's online. You there, Chris?
Hey, Joe. How you doing today?
All right, dude. How you feel, man?
I'm doing great, man. I just even with the warmth outside, it's all good to me.
Dude, the weather, I just stepped out just for a hot second, and I couldn't believe it. It's 100 degrees, and by 3 o'clock, I'm looking at it, it says 109. It's an oven outside. Absolute ovens. No, it's not for me. I don't know if anybody can work in that weather, man. I certainly can't. But I'm glad to be inside.
It takes a bit. I guess there's people out there to do it. But, I was out in it yesterday.
Hey, man, good for you, brother. I'm getting to that stage in life, man. Give me AC, you know? At one time, for a period of time, we didn't have AC at the house. And I was, looking for a system. And we were able to piece one together. And it's been blowing ever since. ever since. So I'm not worried about the bill too much because we got about 25 panels on top of the house. And the last bill we got from Edison was about $5. But we, it costs $100-some-odd every month to go ahead and get this thing running. But nevertheless, it's a lot cheaper. So I'm not even afraid of what the bill's going to cost. I don't care. Because I know that these solar panels are working with all this sun. Yeah, it's working big time. But anyway, brother, glad to have you back. Glad to have you on board. What you got coming? What you got?
Yeah, with all this heat and such that, yesterday I logged about 170 miles of ride distance throughout the day. And in doing that, at the peak of the day where I was at, I was out in 106 degree heat, donning the leather jacket and the full face helmet, and my usual wear when I'm running the highways. And, it takes a little bit of prep, and that's why I want to kind of remind everybody, if we're out and about in this kind of weather, and I'll even say in moderate weather because it's something we forget about. But you got to stay hydrated, and you got to plan your hydration. And this is important for all aspects of riding and driving, for that matter. We get out there, and you got the wind blowing. And yesterday, the wind just felt like a blast furnace. It wasn't really much of a comfort in that regard. But you got to plan your hydration and plan your stops. And take those breaks a little more often. I have the luxury of being able to carry, not just bottles of water, but I can pack them and keep them cool. Because of course, if you don't, you end up drinking hot water, which is better than no water. Think technologies have changed over the years, and there's many ways of keeping yourself hydrated. But what hasn't changed is how your body reacts to hydration, nutrition, or the lack of, and then particularly in the lack of. If you feel thirsty, that's the body's way of saying you're behind the curve already. You need to drink. It's not a matter of, I need to start hydrating. If you have that urge of thirst, you're already behind the curve. Your muscles and your body is already lacking moisture, and that's our body's way of telling us, hey, you need to step up and take care of me, right? So stay hydrated on a regular basis. And if you don't have the availability like I do to carry bottles of water or what have you, there's all kinds of neat tech out there that can keep you hydrated and keep you cool simultaneously. I'm not going to get into brand names, but, research it online. There's the backpack stuff that you can wear, that you can fill with water, and it also stays cool, and it'll also help you stay cool as well because you've got this little, cover on your back or your chest, depending on where you wear it.
So, hold on, Chris. So, when you say hydrated, I know what you mean, and I'm quite sure our listeners know exactly what you mean. But you're not talking about beer, right?
Right. not adult beverage hydration. We're talking about the stuff that kids can drink too, and that's water. Even, you know, carry maybe some electrolytic fluids
electrolytes
as well,
okay.
like the Gatorades and such. So, but you don't want to depend strictly on those. Okay, you have to have just good old fashioned water. That's what our body thrives. We make our own electrolytes, and along with hydration, as I mentioned earlier, nutrition. You have to eat. Okay. People go, you know what? I'm just so hot. I don't feel like eating. I'm not hungry. I'm just going to skip lunch. You know, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. You need to have some protein throughout the day. That's how your body does all of its functions, including your immune system, which we know right now is more important than anything else. Yesterday in my rides, I went from LA to South Orange County in San Bernardino and around. And I was riding along and it's like, I need to take a break. I need to get a drink or whatever. And found a freeway, an overpass or an underpass in my case, and pulled over in the shade, get far enough off the road. If you have to take an off ramp, get off the highway completely. But if there is no availability to do that, pull over as far as you can. I'm also going to give kudos to the guy that stopped yesterday when he saw me on the side of the road and thought I might have been having some issues. He pulled over and I saw him look in his mirror. He gave me a questionable thumbs up, and I gave him a thumbs up and a wave, and he waved back and took off. Thank you, brother, if you're listening out there. On the 241 toll road, that was me. Thank you for stopping and seeing if I was all right. It was cool to see.
Now, here's a question for you. With the heat that we have, we're having very excessive heat. It's way over the top. Anyway, when you're riding, I know you have leathers, okay? At least a leather jacket. But how do you wear that? And not barbecue yourself, man.
Well, because good question. And I wear black leather at that, right? So, I don't zip it up. I've got buttons also, snaps, and I'll keep like the middle one open so I can get airflow. Because here's the thing, our bodies perspire, we sweat, but that sweat don't do you any good if it can't evaporate. That's how we regulate our body temperature. And it don't matter how much water you drink. If you don't regulate your body temperature, then you're in trouble also. So, keep it open. Give yourself a couple of ventilation points where the air can get through and do its job and allow you to evaporate that water, that sweat from your body. This is what helps you regulate your body temperature. That being said, I honestly need to change materials for summer like this. There's a myriad of different types of materials out there for jackets that breathe better than leather and can keep you just as protected and safe. For me, it's what I have, and it's better than nothing because I have slid down the asphalt at speed, and I'll tell you, it's no fun. I'd rather, try to manage the heat than to risk that again. So that's why I wear my leather when I'm on the highway, my jacket. And then again, if this is what you got, stop, take those breaks. Pull over, take the jacket off, cool down a little bit, evaporate, get your body back into the norm, hydrate, and be safe. If you start getting dizzy, start getting headaches, those are signs of heat exhaustion. Man, and you're behind the curve already. You've already gotten behind. You need to get off the road, get off the highway, find some shade, rest, relax, take your time. It's better to be late, arrive alive, right? And then the heat is a killer, just as much as the DUI that's out there pinning for you. So you're right. So stay hydrated. You know, look at the tech app that's out there for you. It doesn't matter if you're riding a 125 or an 1800 cc like I do. It don't matter. Heat is not prejudice. It don't care what religion you are. It don't care. It will kill you all the same. So you have to be prepared and plan your rides. Like I said, I logged 170 yesterday. Felt great. Feel good. And I have to say that was part of the prep on the whole day. So
yeah, but you didn't tell the people when you left the house you were about 250. When you got back, you were 200.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's a fun weight loss plan, right? It beats exercise.
All right, brother. Enjoy yourself today. Thanks for that great information, as always. Folks, this is Chris the Road Warrior, and he's one of our greatest correspondents. And you know by now SEMA's off, right?
I figured it would be. So,
okay.
But that's okay. We'll I'll find some other things to shoot and get you some pictures, and we'll still have some material. I'm sure we still have plenty of material from last year.
Oh, too. Man. Yeah, yeah, we do. And I some of your interviews that you've done, I will put them on. I got to sweeten them up a little bit. Audio is kind of fading out a little bit. I'll sweeten up the audio. But nevertheless, it's great information, man. Great information.
All right, guys. Enjoy the ride. Take care. We'll catch you later.
Take care, brother. Take care. All right, folks. That was Chris Road Warrior, one of our greatest correspondents that we do have in the motorcycle industry. So let's take a you know what? Let's keep the show rolling, man. It's at the bottom of the hour. Mr. Engineer, that's in Redlands. Let's see what you can put on as far as our videos that we have lined up is concerned. Okay. So let's put on a SEMA bike. If it's a problem, Joe, if it's a problem, just start from the top. If it's not, let's put on SEMA bike. What would you got? Okay. Good. Thank you, sir. All right, folks. Like I said, we're going back in our archives. We've got a lot of stuff to bring forward. And now you can listen by way of radio, okay, or 102.3, 106.5, 1050 AM, or you can listen by your phone, and those digits are 701-801-4444, 701-801-4444. Or if you're on the internet with a smartphone, a smartphone, cell phone, you can get to the internet, go to kcaaradio.com, and then see what we have produced for the industry. Okay, let it roll, Joe.
You're watching Gotcha Racing TV. Yeah!
Ain't nothing but against the party. 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 Ain't nothing but against the party.
I know you're wondering who made this kick-ass bike, and to my right is the creator, Gus. How you doing, boss?
Good. Just enjoying a good, nice summer-type weather.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, for winter, it's pretty good.
Yeah, considering that some people on the east are freezing, we're doing good.
Awesome, dude. Give me some insight about this kick-ass bike, man. We saw it, and we're like, whoa, you know?
Well, the creator, me, basically it's a 300-size rear wheel. Soft gel suspension.
Yeah, right.
Optional. Yeah, I designed it so it's optional for the guy that ends up purchasing it could end up with air ride or whatever
they want.
Absolutely. I'm running a 58 rake up in the front, 6 in the back, -2 in the down tube. So it's got about a 3-gallon fuel tank. can't get very far, but it's just a piece of, you know, a little conversation piece is pretty much what it is, right?
Pretty much. So, like, when you were thinking about this design, do you, like, what went in your head? Because it's, like, crazy. Like, you got the gator seats, and, like, it's, you know, it's totally different from what I've ever seen.
Well, basically, I pretty much been wanting to do something like this in, probably in 2-3 years now. I've been building bikes for over 14 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I got some, you know, a little bit of know-how.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, exactly. So, I relocate oil a bag up in the front, give it a little cooler ride.
Cool.
Give it a little center of gravity. You're sitting a little lower. You got a little better control of the steering. So it's just something I've been wanting to build
all the time.
Years. In the brain, I've been having it for about 2 years.
And we know that we know your stuff because you can check it out by the back tire. The wheel is off center, which it is center. You know what I'm saying? Because some people will try to align the back with the line of the tire, and that's not how you do it. Because you have to align it with the tire. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. You got to have some know-how.
Know-how.
Yeah, exactly. Because the only thing here is the front fender and the fuel tank.
Okay.
And everything is molded in. You cannot. If you scratch, you got to pretty much do the whole thing.
Start from scratch, huh?
Exactly, exactly.
That's insane. I like it because, like, they have the back blinkers all tucked in, so you can't even see them. Because I was, like, looking at it, like, where's that? But if you look down, it's like, boom.
Yeah, I'm running LED lights way down up underneath, bright as can be. Plenty of light back there. I'm running a hidden license plate inside. All
insane.
Yeah, tucked away, kind of keep it narrow.
Tucked in so hard that did the cops hear about it?
Not really. You know, if the cops are going to pull you over, it's pretty much the... Enjoy the bike, look at it, kind of conversate about it pretty much. You know, this is a work of art, you know. It takes some time to build. And, you know, I love to build them, and I love to see the people's reaction and what they see it.
You love to make that cash paper too, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That never hurts.
Never. That's insane, dude. That's metal, isn't it?
Yeah, all that, I got billet foot controls, PM hand controls. I'm running a foot pedal. Breaks up the front and rear brake system. I'm running a 60-40 split, similar to a car, so you don't have a front one up top, all smooth, hidden.
It's hidden. You don't even know what it is because it's hidden.
Absolutely. Hidden, exactly. All right, hidden wires everywhere, no keys, it's just a push toggle switch down up underneath. 6-speed right side drive. With a 107-inch motor. Not very big, but big enough.
Big enough to get the job done.
Absolutely. You don't need to go much faster than a 107-inch motor.
No, because it's a cruise bike. You just got to sit on it and relax, you know?
Absolutely. It's just out so you can enjoy yourself, pretty much.
Once you get the bike like this, who needs a street bike? You know, like the stunt ones.
No, you don't need to go fast. You just need to drive around so people can admire what you got.
We need the stunt bike. We got a cruiser.
Yep, plenty of people pull you over and want to conversate just because you got this thing.
Well, I got to give it to you, man. It's a fresh ride.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Say that again.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you. All right, we're out. Peace.
All right, and that's how that rolls, guys out there. All right, so that was taken, man, that was back in the day, probably... 10, well, maybe 15 years ago, I guess. I think. Interesting. Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's go to... let's go to this one. You know, I started something long ago called the L.A. Street Scene. And this
is Racing Television.
14 years ago. So, Joe, it says L.A. Street. You see it? Let's go and put that up. And this is... wow, this is one of the guys that I knew back in the day, and you'll see how grainy it looks. Grainy, meaning the quality, because now we've gone to HD. But go ahead and show that, Joe.
This is a street scene, and this is where we stop guys and show you their cars and what they did to it. I just stopped my man Mac here. What's up, Mac?
What's
how you
up?
Doing? We all see you got this nice Chevy Malibu SS. Let's give us a little tour of it, and let's see what you did to it, man.
Okay, let's start under the hood.
Yeah, let's see. I heard you sounded vicious when you pulled up.
You know how we do it.
California.
Basically, man, what you got here? Basically, we got a crate engine, Motown Block 427, 530 horses, aluminum heads, 3-inch pipe, all new front suspension, tubular ARs, sway bars, disc brakes all the way around, 13-inch rotors, two 200 R4 high performance training with shift kit, built rear end, and 8.5s in the back with 20s on.
Okay. Yeah. Show us what you did.
You got a unique breathing system here. This is by XL. It actually gets more airflow, which creates horsepower.
Yeah.
And it's an air cooling system. We got a line lock there for when we're ready to heat them up and roll.
Okay.
And the next project on deck for this is going to be the AC unit. Heat with AC, that's the way to roll.
Okay, that's what you're doing next, huh?
That's the way to roll.
So let's see around here on the other side what you done to the car. Go around here.
Okay, well basically I told you about the little tire lift and the bare brakes all the way around. With
bare brakes,
two-piston
yeah.
calipers in the front.
Yeah, those are the high-performance calipers, right?
Yeah. Got to stop that heat, you know, you got to stop that heat.
I see you got it looking good.
Just picked it up. It could be a little cleaner today.
Let's check out this interior and see what you did up in here.
Well, in the inside, tried to keep it mostly looking stock with some modern upgrades.
Uh-huh.
We got a backup camera, DVD, navigation, iPod, TV, whatever you want to do. It's in here.
Like
we got hands-free for, you know, because it's the law. Can you effective pretty soon? You can be able to talk on your phone while you drive.
Oh, so that's what that microphone over there for?
Yeah,
huh?
Hands free.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's got a full navigation system, the satellite driven. Anywhere you are to tell you where you are and how to get there.
Okay.
And a nice little female voice.
Oh, okay. That's what it do, huh?
And put the power windows in there, the kick panels, the jail audio all the way around.
Yeah.
It was a shell when I got it, you know, a little wreck. I just tried to bring her back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Look like you did a good job doing
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a little water in the truck, but I'll be Let's happy to show you that too.
Yeah.
Just picked it up. They washed it up a little bit without replacing my rubber seal.
You know, at Gotcha Racing Television, we like to go through the whole car and get a good in-depth look at it and check it out and let the people on the street scene, you know, see what's going on.
Right. Basically, we got 2 amps back here. Crossovers, battery, and a fire extinguisher just in case you need it. And the handy toolbox, you know, because you always need that with these old cars.
Can't leave the house without that, huh?
Backup camera. You gotta have the original black plates on the class.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a touch. You
gotta
right
have
there.
The black, gotta have, if you can get them. You gotta have black plates. But basically, try to keep it stock looking. With some modern little things, you know, so it handles right, feels right. You can drive it anywhere. It's not like you see a lot of cars going on the freeway at 55 miles an hour. We can do 100 at 2,300 RPMs with that much pedal left.
So it's all about it, huh?
It's all about it. It ain't all show and no go.
That's right. It looks good, too.
Thank you.
Well, okay. All right, man, we're going to wrap up this segment, and we're going to catch you on the streets, and we'll catch you again, people, right here at Gotcha Racing Television. See you in the streets.
All right, folks, and that's how that goes. So you see that that was way back in the day, man. And you kind of wonder, what are those guys doing today? Is that Malibu still floating around? Who knows, man? It's been a while, you know, and things change. We're in Southern California. People don't stay, and cards don't stay. Cards get bought and sold. Interesting. But I'm glad we were able to document that information for you. I thought we were going to have another, but anyway. Joe, let's, I've been talking about Fords, and I like Mustangs, especially the new ones, man. The new ones are just completely cool. I am not kidding you. Saw them at SEMA when they were coming out, and I was very impressed with it. And I'm really impressed with the power that they're putting under the hoods of these rascals. The Coyote motors, you know, something that would do out of the box 500 to 600 horsepower. That's incredible, man. That's incredible. I'm not kidding you. I buy it, I put the money down, and I can roll, you know. Or I can buy a stock one and then take it to Steve Saline and give him another $70,000, and he can give me a monster of a vehicle. that kind of cash, yeah. Yeah, I don't right now, no. I'd rather put it on some kind of income property, something. I mean, even though I am a great car enthusiast, but I got to look at my finances, look at the finances for not just right now, but the future. What does the future hold for us in the States? Okay. I got to always have that in front of my mind. But nevertheless, let's put on this Mustang. Okay. Now, these guys were at Mustangs Only, and it's a car show in Orange County. Once a year, they put it on, and it's really cool. I meet some very cool people, and I like going there. So, of course, everything's been canceled. But guess what? When I'm there, this is what I do. Joe, go ahead and run that Mustang.
The 1200 pony, 1200 horse pony is in front of me, and the owner is right here, Charles. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks. Great to see you, Joe.
Yeah. So tell me about this pony of yours.
Well, this car actually has a lot of history. It's a 1992 Ford Mustang. I bought it new, 1992. It's 2018 now, so it's getting a little old, but it's been a constant project where we've updated everything about the car, everything from the engine to the suspension to the chassis to the brakes. You name it, it's been done. It's an incredible, badass street machine.
Now, you know what? I did ask you, Charles. You have a shop, but you said no. You said you're doing it in the garage. So you get some Frankenstein inside of you or what?
No, I'm an attorney by trade. That's what I do during the day. And we do this in our garage at our house. We work on this. It's what my friends and I do.
You got some good friends, man. We're just getting beer and pizza. But nevertheless, rumor has it, Charles, that this pony is pushing 12.
It's doing just over 11 at the wheels, which is about 1,200 horsepower at the flywheel. It's a 408 stroker motor. It's got a 88-millimeter ball bearing Garrett turbocharger. We have methanol injection. We also have nitrous, which we haven't used on this combination. It's TFS high port heads, solid roller camshaft. But it's extremely treatable, too. We drove up here from San Diego. No
really?
Problems at all. Absolutely. It's
so she's not a trailer queen?
Oh, no. We drove up from San Diego. What is that? Is that good? What, 70, 75 miles from here, probably?
Oh, it's a good hour and a half, right?
Yeah. Well, we got here a little quicker than that.
I bet you did, man. You didn't get any tickets on the way, though, right?
Oh, no. We drive very responsibly.
Okay, so I'm going to turn it around. We're going to look at the motor. And then take me on a tour of your motor, okay?
Absolutely. Happy to do so.
All right, so folks, hold on. We're going to turn the screen around. Hold on. Okay, that doggone thing's in the way.
Okay, let's move that. All righty.
All right, just remember to read off of that, but you probably knew everything by heart already.
Oh, huh? Yeah, I'll be happy to talk to you about the motor. Okay. So,
Hold on. Let me switch here. All right, folks, here we go. This is 1,200 horses in a Mustang Fox body.
All right, what you're looking at, this is a 351 Windsor, stroked out to 408 cubic inches. That's a Riker basin intake, solid roller camshaft, TFS high port heads, the Garrett ball bearing 88-millimeter turbo. It's in the fender. Can't really see it. This is the exhaust housing for it. And it goes through a...
Charles, hold that. Oh, put it towards your mouth.
Let me hold it.
Yeah.
And all the power goes through a clutch, holds the power. We have a twin disc McLeod clutch with a 6-speed manual transmission out on a modified rear end. Putting the power down. We have some Mickey Thompson tires in the back for traction. But what's really special about this car is the suspension and the chassis. It's set up, it's a full Griggs Racing setup, GT 40 setup. So it's got the Griggs frame rail kit, the World Challenge control arms, and all the bells and whistles so that we're able to go ahead and apply that traction to the pavement. And as you see, if you want to put it back on the interior, we got a lot of custom stuff here in the interior. I mean, a custom Holley dash, and we have all the gauges so we can monitor all the engine vitals here. So all the oil, the fuel, the water, all the temperatures, all the sensors that we need, we can easily monitor while we're driving. The car does make 1,200 horsepower, so you need to be able to monitor the vitals as you drive it. You can change the power level on the fly. This is an electronic boost controller up here, so you can switch from 600 horsepower to 750 to 900 to 1,200. With the push of a button.
dude, you have gone all out. I've seen a lot of stings. We've been shooting SEMA for 17 years, and we've been out, and we've been about. I got to give you props on this, okay? That's urban colloquialism, okay? It means the car's cool, man, okay?
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. We love it. And you know what? It's a great car still for driving because it's not overly loud like a lot of race cars. Because of the fact that it's turbocharged, it's still you can still drive it. You can have a conversation. But when you put the throttle down, it sounds like a jet engine taking off. And it's just a phenomenal, amazing experience every time.
So now, I take it, you're just cruising with this on a weekly basis.
Well, we take it out sometimes on the weekends, but because of the great suspension, this car is also made to take turns. So it just doesn't just go fast in a straight line. We have some big brakes on it. We have some racing pads, so this thing stops on a dime. So it'll accelerate, it'll stop at a turn. We do it all with this.
So you're ready for a canyon run.
We could. It's got a little bit too much power for a canyon run, but it sure is a lot of fun out there on the streets.
Well, let me tell you something. We have GoPro cameras, man. We would love to put on this round. So if you're going to do a button willow run or a canyon run, you know, you got to look us up. I'll send you my GoPro.
That's great. We already got one in the windshield right now.
Okay. So I should say, so you know what time it is, right?
Yeah. We're having a good time. But it's great to see you. I'm so glad you came out to take a look at the cars here. You know, this is something I'm super passionate about. You know, I've had this car for, I mean, gosh, what's it been? Over 25 years. So it's really been a fun, passionate journey. And, you know, the car's ever evolving. It's super reliable, no issues coming up here. And I mean, 1,200 horsepower is nothing to sneeze at.
You know, folks, this guy had just renewed my feelings for my pony. My Fox body is the same body style Fox body as this one here. And I was really considering in selling it, really, until I fell in this guy's view.
Well, I got to give a shout out. Brian, got to give a shout out. Come here.
Really nice.
Quick shout out. All right. This is Brian King, owner of Runamuck Racing.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
One of my very best friends. He's done most of the work on this car. He knows this car inside and out as well. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. We've known each other for 23 years now.
Yeah, about 23 years.
About 23 years. And he's got another Fox body like this too. And we have fun together doing this.
Okay, so you're the Frankenstein behind this then, huh?
Yeah, I'm the wrench turner over here. Anytime there's a problem. Hey, Brian.
So who do you call?
Call Runamuck Racing.
I'm better than Ghostbusters. Better than Ghostbusters.
Really nice, man. Your work is absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
I'm quite sure my viewers on 106.5, 102.3, and 1050 AM, and then all over the world streaming, will really appreciate looking at this and your masterwork. Thank you very much.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Gotta love it.
Good enough. Awesome. So, you have Instagram somewhere? They can see this?
Afraid not. Sorry, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
You're not posting this rascal anywhere?
No, we don't have that. This car is actually on the internet in many places, though, because it's kind of got a little reputation of its own. But I do not maintain an Instagram account that has this on.
I got you. Well, thank you for your time. Hey, thank you, Dr. Goodrich, okay?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, you have a good one.
All right. Hey, folks, this is Joe Brent, and that was 1,200 worth of horses on a Fox body. Isn't that great? So we're going to keep perusing the grounds here and show you the other ponies that are Frankenstein out too. Hey, this is Joe Britt and Gotcha Racing Live, Gotcha Racing TV. We're going to walk around, we're going to talk, we're going to do what we do, and let's have some fun. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we are back, and thank you for that, Mr. Engineer. So, folks, I don't have any time to put another one on. No, I don't. But let me tell you, the weather outside, by 3 o'clock today, it's going to be 109. This is for the Inland Empire, okay? That's no joke. That's no joke. We were talking with the correspondent, Chris the Road Warrior, and hydration is a must. Hydration is a must. And, you know, I went outside just to... just to get a feel of it, because I've been under AC for a minute, and man, it's an oven out there. And that was about 11:45 when I went out. And no, I'm good. I'll stay in and I'll just do my work inside the studio and do the work inside. But nevertheless, hydration is a must for you. And for those of you that are crazy enough to get out and work on a tan, and I said crazy enough to work on a tan, I can't even give you the time now. Before, I would say 15 minutes and turn or 15 minutes and burn. But with the heat, this index so high, I can't tell you. I cannot see you. Oh. Okay. Really, what happened to that, man? Where'd this guy go? I wonder how that happened. Oops. All right, but nevertheless, the heat and going out and doing a tan, I think you can wait on a tan for a minute, guys. I really do. Females, if you got to spray it on, you know, to look that look, then spray it on. I would not go outside and put my body under that type of a temperature. And it's crazy if you do. But, hey, this is America. Just like for those of you who don't want to wear a mask right now, you know, and everybody around the world is falling out. I'm not going to say it's the end all, but it is some sort of a protection device that's cheap enough to wear. And if you think you look like Mr. Magoo in it, then, you know, don't wear it, I guess. It's up to you. This is America. But I guess if you do contract and you don't survive, because a lot of people are surviving, COVID virus, they are surviving, but they are dying also. And you could be either or. You could be one of the best well-dressed corpses in the mortuary, or you could be just the opposite, you know. But it's up to you. You're an American. Do what you want to do, but not at the risk of others. Not at the risk of others. I myself, I'm keeping a good distance away from people. And when I do meet you for the first time or so, I have my mask on outside. I do. I'm not playing. You know, I want to be around for my grandkids. I want to be around to show and give information to you, the great listeners of God's Racing TV, God's Racing Live, on what's to come and what's going on and how you can protect yourselves out in the streets. Hey. That's what I'm here for. Hey, folks, top of the hour. This is Joe Britt. Looks like we are okay, about a couple of seconds away from ending our transmission to you. I'm glad that you were able to come aboard with us for this ride today. I'm glad that you are listening, all right, not only to me, but to the CDC. And stay awake, stay alive. And wear that mask when you can and wash your hands and be a good, productive citizen. All right, this is Joe Britt, Gotch Racing Live, Gotch Racing TV, signing off. You guys take care. See you when I see you.
Don't miss a minute of the action. Check out the podcasts at www.kcaaradio.com. The station that leaves no listener behind, KCAA.
Labor unions built the middle class, and the middle class built America. That's the message from Teamsters Local 1932, a strong and successful labor union based in San Bernardino that represents over 14,000 hardworking people across the Inland Empire. The Teamsters are ready to help you organize for better pay, increased benefits, and improved working conditions. Reach out to Teamsters 1932 at teamsters1932.org/organize to speak with an organizer today.
Hi, Dr. Marissa here. You know me as the Asian Oprah and the host of my weekly talk radio TV show called Take My Advice. I'm not using it. Get balanced with Dr. Marissa. And I have some great news. I just got told I have the morning slot here at KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind, every Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. So I can't wait to talk at you so that you know your birthright to be happy 88% of the time. Tune in to KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind.
The giants of food manufacturing are very concerned about you. They fear you could come down with a terrible plague called consumer confusion. And these selfless corporate entities are going all out to save you from it. The altruistic corporations say that this plague emanates from the grimy and untrustworthy grassroots. Indeed, several states intend to require food manufacturers that put genetically modified organisms in their products to include that information on their labels. Labeling advocates note that since millions of consumers don't want their families eating foods with altered DNA, putting the phrase, "contains GMO ingredients," on the packages will let every shopper decide whether to buy that product or not. It seems both simple and honest. No way, shout lobbyists for the food adulterators. One, they claim that such efforts would create a patchwork of state labeling laws, inflicting confusion on consumers. Also, they say the labels might further spread confusion by implying that the genetically tampered ingredients are, well, tampered with by corporate engineers. So, the benevolent corporations are lobbying Congress to save you from confusion by autocratically preempting the state's authority to write consumer protection laws. Instead, the industry demands that a federal agency be directed to create a national labeling program that would take precedence over all state laws. Not that the national GMO label would be mandatory. No, no, it would be voluntary, so each corporation could decide for itself whether to tell consumers what's in their food. This is Jim Hightower saying, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. No consumer is so confused as to believe that even a single GMO user would, quote, volunteer to be honest with us. Anything less than mandatory GMO labeling is nothing but flagrant consumer fraud.
Express 106. 106.5 FM. KCAA. Southern California's best talk. NBCRadioNews.com.
In his book, From the Trench to the Bench, Judge Herb Dodell demystifies the legal system, including both civil and criminal, the lawyers, the judges, and the process. As a judge, former deputy district attorney, and criminal defense attorney, he knows the legal system. He has the inside information that you need to pick a lawyer, and he's here to give it to you. No matter what you're facing that makes you think you may need a lawyer, Judge Herb will shed valuable light on your situation and reveal your best options and many secrets of how the judicial system actually works. To find out more about how the legal system really works, you can get your copy of Judge Herb Dodell's eye-opening book, From the Trench to the Bench, at Amazon.com.
K-C-A-A. Are you graduating high school soon and wondering what to do next? College is one option, but why not consider the high-paying jobs made possible by Union Power? Labor Union Teamsters Local 1932 is open to training center to get you into the high school to high-paying job pipeline. You'll learn all the skills needed to excel in opportunities across industries. Visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 10 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 1-866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or getmymapnow.com.
Did you know here at KCAA 1050 AM that we developed an app for all your Android devices? We're talking about your smartphone, your tablets, you name it. You have an Android format, you can take KCAA with you everywhere you go. We're talking about our audio stream, our video stream, and even our podcast. Go to KCAAExpress.com. That's KCAAExpress.com. KCAAExpress.com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM. The station.